mushy with water and that.
Swampy.
Swampy. All right. Along the coast, the place where the salt hay grows. What do you call that area along the coast where you see all that saltwater grass?
Oh, I did know.
You've seen that area.
Uh-huh, I've seen it, but I can't think of what it is. It's in Sidney and Neil's poem, and I can't think of what
The what of Glen Island here.
Oh.
The poem calls them.
I know it. What is it? Oh.
It begins with Nim. Low, boggy, wet land with a lot of grass is called what land? Well, we don't have to remember them all. I know that marshland.
Marshland, yeah, I could see it, but I couldn't get marshland.
Rich soil in a field is called what? Rich earth, rich
dirt.
Soil. Well, there's a particular term maybe. What would you call rich soil? Just rich soil?
Rich dirt would be all I'd call it.
Have you ever used the word loam?
Loam.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, if they were draining all the water off the marshes, you would say they're what, the marshes?
Dry.
They're ditching the marshes. If you had vegetables in a pan or water.
Draining. Mm-hmm. Draining.
All right. A little shallow arm of the sea that goes into the marshland. Or even out here in the country, you might fish in a
pond.
All right, if it's
lake.
A little stream of water, it would be a
creek.
A creek. All right. What does a creek mean to you? Tell me about a creek. How would you describe a creek? How does it differ from other bodies of water?
It's not very wide, and it's flowing.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to take off our shoes and wade in it. And it's real shallow, and you can usually see the bottom and see the rocks. And it's usually cold.
You would never call a man-made ditch or canal a creek, would you?
Mm-mm.
A creek to you then was something natural.
Natural.
It had always been there. All right. Oh. What would you call a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream?
A gorge.
A gorge, all right. Or if the water had washed out a place, fast-moving water in the past had washed out a place, you would call it a... It's hard to remember and think of these things, isn't it? You've already given one term, though, ravine. And I was trying to get you to use the word gully.
Gully.
You,
uh-huh, yeah.
You
uh-huh,
use,
yeah.
Gully. Does the word draw mean anything to you in terms of water?
Yeah, in terms of water it does, because I used to visit people that had wells and they would draw the water out of the well.
But you don't think of a ditch as being a draw?
No, I don't think of a ditch as being a draw.
All right. Now, if there had been a heavy rainfall and the rain had cut out a channel across the road or a field, you would say the rain had washed a...
ditch.
Or a...
gully.
Gully. Tell me the difference in a brook and a creek to you. What do you think a brook is?
A brook, the water flows lots faster than a creek. It's moving faster. Creek water, I always think of that as being kind of still.
Do you think of the two?